The Relapse, Part 1. What a coincidence. I vowed in my wedding that I would learn to love this woman, and my relapsing's a sign that I've learned fuck all. Nothing of value, anyway. On the title page of the epic manuscript, I wrote about how I cured my lifelong addictions. Actually, I didn't say cured, I said curated, but still. This was my book about my living a wholesome life, starting at 1 year and going past 10 years abstinent, going way beyond recovery. That's what I thought, and no doubt I put in the book somewhere that the words cured and curated stem from the same root. And on the title page, or could be the frontispiece, I quote an American cowboy actor, John Wayne. "Life's tough," he said. "Tougher if you're stupid." Well, that was then. And now, married for 6.5 years, clean for, I don't know, 15, where are we at now? Other than I'm looking up from the bottom of a deep well of depression and anxiety at a loving wife who's feeling like I hurt her so bad she's like numb. I said to myself something like, I work hard, I've done good, and now all I want to do is take a break, have a nice time, smoke a joint, which is legal here, and watch a porn video, Pornhub. Canadian company with 178 million viewers per day globally, and in Canada, 4 million, gets more views than Netflix or Amazon. Views taken by men, and I'm a man. I'm an average Canadian male. The average Canadian male viewer is me. Are you listening to how my average brain was talking to itself there? Okay, thanks, but there's more, way more. Are you agreeing with what I'm saying? I hope to hell you're not, but if you are, you should definitely listen up. If you care about relationships with other human beings, for example, especially. I don't know, but in more than 10 years of recovery and beyond writing this book, which I bled, but which so far has in its entirety been read by only one other person, my friend Bruce. Bruce K. Alexander, famous for his Rat Park experiments, and my mentor in addiction studies, one of the world's foremost experts. He thinks it's a great book, by the way. And for years, he kept asking me how it was that I'd recovered so successfully, despite never denying that combining drugs and sex is such a wildly pleasurable, egregiously exciting enterprise. Why me? Recovered, cured even, where others, including all my previous selves, fail spectacularly, despite marshaling considerable and concerted efforts. Yeah, I know, I mean, good question, but I never knew the answer. Never had the light bulb moment or logical explanation for how and why I'd achieved such a convincing and durable recovery, which, anyway, I prefer to refer to as an uncovery, defined by how it went right through to an unearthing and mutating of the roots of my addictions. Roots which are right here in our addicted culture and are tangled up with the roots that, when I was a traumatized kid, were implanted in my psyche, along with roots prepared for addictions in my genes. Another curatorial clue to the word uncovery might be how, in my longtime Buddhist practice, I kind of like disappeared my falsely supposed CEO self. And there is, instead of said self, consciousness, suchness, transformative awareness, goodness even. Because in mindfulness, myself, I can sort of like disappear them. And then to stride existence wide, over the mountains and under the stars, to become one with the universe of 10,000 things, and so on, etc. Used to do really a lot of acid, too, and not just when I was a child in the 60s. And so when Bruce would ask me how I'd gotten so totally recovered slash uncovered, I'd come out with something like, I don't know, man, you know, I just don't know, eh? Until I finally figured out exactly what was the hugest part of my success, which did finally come after many, many failures, multiple relapses, and hospital admissions due to numerous ODs and an NDE. That's a near-death experience. That was rich. Luck. Right here, you're looking at a very lucky guy. And it's true, because, like for anybody, being lucky enough to be able to keep on doing the do things for F and ever, well, then, if some other things, meanwhile, mayhap don't happen, anybody's most likely going to be able to keep clear of using and recover And if he or she, instead of relapse or suicide, keeps on doing the good, wholesome things, and then if they keep on digging, you know, questioning, most likely for them, there'll also be what I like to call an uncovery, and along with it, an accompanying wellness, and maybe even here and there, a little bit of flourishing. Plus, I think, at least I hope, you get some understanding, some insight into the sources of our absurdly and inextricably naughty, but not really abnormal, yet still soul-withering bad habits. And furthermore, in the typically gradual, but sometimes quite eventful, like my getting married again, process of growing up, people can step right up and out of their stories. All stories are lies anyway. I mean, come on. We make this stuff up. You take out the parts that are just blind luck in. What's left? Yeah, I know. It's natural for us to occasionally, coincidentally, get together with our fellow lucky believers and whoop it up. Put our picks up on the walls of the caves, which is an ancient and original example of our curating. Religion and churches came along later and pretty much wrecked it. But still, you know, if you know what you're doing, you're really doing it to music. Coincidences. Good luck. With which in spades blessed I was, and maybe still am. I don't know. Or coincidences and bad luck, which is what I got for 8 days at the end of the 8th month of this fucking pandemic. Ah, shit, here comes my story again, and I have to tell it. And all I can do is try really, really hard to tell it accurately.